Kuf Hey. We ran into Sephalos, so now we're up to Sephbeis. It's going a little slow, but this is the last real long simon until you get to Kuf Yud, which we're not going to do because we need a year. And I mean, we'll do like Rosh Hashanah, but we're not going to be able to really do because Kuf Yud, you would need it. We'd have, like, if we did Tarovis for 2 years, 1 year would be on simon Kuf Yud. That's the way we would have to break down. Not in the cards for us. So let's start Sif Beis. Sif Beis relates to Kli Rishon Kli Sheni. So we normally need heat to create Kliyos. So the basic Chakira that we've discussed in the past, this is Dalit, and we're going to discuss again, is whether Bishul and Kliyos are related to each other, meaning, or how closely related they are to each other. Meaning, do we assume that every time there's Bishul, there's Kliya, and every time there's Kliya, there's Bishul, and if there's no Bishul, that means there's no Kliya either? Or do we assume that there are two different tracks? That maybe Kli Sheni is able to Bashel, but if Kli Sheni can be Mavliya, and maybe it can be Mavliya and Achlit, or only one, or only, right, only one without the other. So if Bishul is necessary for Kliyos to happen, then obviously we need to do is define Bishul. So step number one is going to be to define what is Mavashel, and then we can talk about, okay, and how does that affect the Kliyos? So the Shach has a long discussion over here of the dinim of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Iroi, and he tells us, even though it seems like a long discussion, that he's really being a katzer, because the full discussion is in the Shach HaAruch, which is printed in the back of the new editions of the tour. It's a big, big discussion. It's a major discussion. So the most logical way to go through the topic, I think, is to discuss Kli Rishon, then Kli Sheni, and then, because those are the two cases that the Gemara talks about as far as Bishul is concerned, then go to Iroi, which is a major discussion of Rishonim, and Kli Shlishi, which is no discussion at all, right? Meaning in the Rishonim until you get to the Achronim. So that's really the Mahalik, I think. At first, you need to understand the dynamics of Kli Rishon, then the dynamics of Kli Sheni, which includes Kalei Bishul and things like that. And then Iru Kli Rishon and Kli Shlishi. And then, once we understand all those dynamics, we then have to transfer it over to Tarovitz. Meaning, once we understand it from a Shabbos perspective, from a Bishul perspective, we'll then transfer it over to Tarovitz. So I apologize in advance if some of this is very basic, but we're going to build it from the ground up. So the Mishnah in Shabbos, about 10 days, tells us that you're not allowed to put spices in a Yad Soled Espo pot that was just removed from the fire, i.e., Kli Rishon Shalom al Gabi Ha'ech, right? The pot is still has shalom in it. Yad Soled Espo, even though it's off the fire, you're not allowed to put spices in such a pot, because the Kli Rishon has the ability to cook the spices, and you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. Now, the definition of Yad Soled Espo, I think we've discussed in the past, we'll mention again, is not what a lot of people think. A lot of people think that they put their hand under the water and they just leave it there until it gets too hot to possibly tolerate. As it gets hotter and hotter, that's the point of Yad Soled Espo. That is probably what we call Yad Nichnespo. Yad Soled Espo means that the hand instinctively, when you're not sure what to expect, instinctively withdraws from it. Even though you may put your hand back in a second and say, oh, it's not really that hot, and hold your hand there for a while. When we want to discover how hot Yad Soled Espo is, the best approximation that Chazal give us is Kreso Shel Tinok Nichnespo. It's the heat that a baby's belly, which is a very soft soft skin that a baby has, would get burnt from such heat. Since we are loath to do such experiments, so we don't really know exactly what Yad Soled Espo is, and therefore the Shitos range greatly, from somewhere to the 110s, all the way up to 160, 170, right? They range pretty broadly in terms of what the Yad Soled Espo actually is. But anyway, if it's Yad Soled Espo, and it's Kli Rishon, Shalol Gabe Eish, it has the ability to cook. It seems like this is the Raisa of Bishul B'Toldos HaOr. The Shulchan Aruch and Shinur Chesiv test Paskins like this Mishnah, obviously. The Mishnah also tells us that foods that were not cooked before Shabbos, if you have foods that were raw, you're allowed to rinse them on Shabbos with hot water. The Mishnah tells us, except for small fish, because small fish will be cooked even if you rinse them with hot water. So the Machlokes Rishonim, what that line of the Mishnah is really about. The Rashbam understands that you can pour hot water directly from a Kli Rishon onto raw food on Shabbos, unless that raw food is small fish. meaning Iroi from a Kli Rishon is not going to be Mevashel. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to do anything. Iroi from a Kli Rishon does not cook. That is the Shita of Rosh Pav. Rabbi Natan disagrees, and he says, no, no. Iroi from a Kli Rishon will cook any type of food up until a Kedei Klipa. It will do a little bit of Bishul. It will be Mevashel, a Kedei Klipa. So you're only allowed to pour hot liquid from a Kli Sheni onto raw food on Shabbos, unless it's small fish. If it's very small fish, then it's Kalei Abishal and it would get cooked even from a Kli Sheni. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, if you have Pasman's life for a day in town, that Iroi from a Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Right? So far, no Chidushim. Right? Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Iroi from a Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. There's Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalit, also Paskins, that any foods that were not cooked before Shabbos could be rinsed without water on Shabbos. And the Mishmur says it's talking about from a Kli Sheni, because even Kli Rishon, you're not allowed to do, because that's going to be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Now, the Sukkah in Shabbos, Daf Mem, where the Gemara talks about Bishul B'Sefer Shabbos, says Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. At any time you're dealing with Kli Sheni, so then there's not going to be any Bishul in Kli Sheni. So the basic Svara of Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel is that the funnels from the carbonos, that the walls of the Kli Sheni cool down the food enough that now the food lacks the capacity to cook anything. Tefillas Makaros is an interesting svara because it's not clear how it relates to the Metzius. Right? What if you take something from a Kli Rishon, you put it into a Kli Sheni, but temperature-wise, it's hotter than something that may still be in a Kli Rishon, that's Shalal Gabi Eish. But as long as the thing that's in a Kli Rishon Shalal Gabi Eish is above Yatzoledes, and you might hold Yatzoledes as 114 degrees, so you can have a 120-degree item, 120-degree soup in a Kli Rishon Shalal Gabi Eish, you can say, oh, that's going to be Mevashel, any spices I put into it. Or you could have 150-degree soup that's in a Kli Sheni, and you can say that's not Mevashel, right? And that's the halacha, that it's not Mevashel, that it doesn't have the capacity to be Mevashel because of this svara of the Defanos Makaros. Happens to be a good idea, a good maramakom, is Rav Moshe holds Defanos Makaros can be expanded, that it doesn't only work through the walls of a Kli Sheni. Rav Moshe has the following interesting svara. He says, Defanos Makaros means whenever there's another factor that's being makarer the item, then it's called the funnel. Then you achieve the same effect as the funnel's makarers. So Rav Moshe says halach lemaisa. You turn on hot water from the sink, right? So let's assume you view everything coming out of the sink as iroi kli rishon, right? That everything is still kli rishon. It's all connected to the boiler. It's all one unit. Whatever that, it's all iroi kli rishon. Says Rav Moshe, if let's say you have a single handle sink, right, faucet. So you turn it all the way to the left in order for it to get really hot. Let's say it wasn't all the way to the left. Like it was a little bit off of the hottest, the hottest setting. So what's that doing? It just the boiler knows not to heat up the water as hot. Is that what happens? No. What's happening? It's releasing cold water together with the hot water. Says Rav Moshe, the funnels makaros. That's cliche. Wow. So that, you know, for all your kashrus shaylas in the sink, you know, hot water, really, really hot water coming out of the sink, hitting the milchik fork on the fleshik sink, this, that, right, all the svaras that you might have, according to Rav Moshe, Defanos Makaros is a svara that would turn that into a cliche, and would turn that into a cliche.
Why is the cold water going through also a function of
cliche? Because Rav Moshe understands that Defanos Makaros is any external source that's being makarer the Kli Rishon stuff. So, Lachara would even mean, I don't know, you put an ice cube, would that be the funnels of the carbons? You put an ice cube in Kli Rishon Shalal Gabei Eish? I don't know. But from a B'liya perspective, that it's an interesting Rav Moshe to keep in mind. Now, the question is, this idea, it's really a double question. Kli Rishon Shalal Gabei Eish, is that Mevashel Midarais or is it Mevashel Midrabanan? And what exactly is the svara? Why is it that Kli Sheni and Mevashel? We use this terminology, Defanos Makaros. What exactly does that mean? Because again, the Gemara seems to be saying that if I have a scalding bowl of soup, it's not going to cook raw food, because a bowl is a Kli Sheni. So it's not going to cook any raw food. But that's an hechtesi, meaning it seems to really defy the Metzius. So in order to understand this, so it's helpful to understand the concept of Kli Rishon being Mevashel. There are two types of Kli Rishon, right, as we've alluded to. Kli Rishon al Gabei Eish, Kli Rishon Shalal Gabei Eish. When you have Klee Rishon Gabe Eish, nothing to talk about, right? That's obviously Bishul Midot Raisa. It's the very definition of Bishul. There is Yerushalmi that seems to indicate that a Klee Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Eish is only Levashal Mitarabadam, meaning that if the implication of that Yerushalmi is correct, it would teach us that part of the halachic definition of bishul is having a fire. And if there's no fire there, if there's no heat source there, then there is no definition of bishul. So in that context, you can understand very easily why klisheni is Edom Bashal. Because the potential bishul that would be created by the Kli Rishon Shalol Gabe Eish would only be a bishul midrabanan anyway. So they can say that the Rabbanan didn't extend that gzera of Shalol Gabe Eish when it's Shalol Shalol Al Gabe Eish, when it's really removed from the fire. Meaning if the whole idea is that Kli Rishon Shalol Gabe Eish is only Drabanan to begin with, so then Kli Rishon doubly removed from Al Gabe Eish is a Drabanan, not a Drabanan, so the Rabbanan didn't extend the gzeira quite that far. So it doesn't have to conform to the Metzias. It's just that it's not going to be able to be Mevashel because it's the whole thing is only a question of Midrabanan anyway. The question is, did the Yerushalmi ever really say that Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Eish is only Midrabanan? The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is that Asu Harchakal Kli Rishon Lo Asu Harchakal Kli Sheni, or something like that in the Yerushalmi Aramaic. Meaning, it might not mean that the entire Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish is the entire din of Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish is a din Rabbanan. Meaning, what it might mean is that for a Kli Rishon to cook, normally it needs to be Yatzoledes cooked. Once it's below Yatzoledes, it doesn't cook anymore. What if the water is cooler than Yatzoledes? So then you have no problem. There's no bishul. It's below Yatzoledes. Perhaps Yerushalmi is telling us that midrabanan they aser a Kli Rishon even when it's under Yad Soledes. That if the food is still in Kli Rishon and it's still presumably somewhat warm, but it's under Yad Soledes, asu harchaka. They made a harchaka in a Kli Rishon, they didn't make a harchaka in a Kli Sheni. Meaning what the Yerushalmi might be telling me is, and this is where the Amshul Shalman says, he's put him in the Shach over here, even though the Shach does not like it one bit, but the Amshul Shalom understands that Asu Harchaka of a Kli Rishon and Lo Asu Harchaka of a Kli Sheni means that a Kli Rishon has the ability to be Mevashel Mita Oraisa, but they made a Harchaka Mita Rabbanan that even when it's below Yatzoledes Bo Mita Rabbanan, it's going to be problematic. We're going to assume it has the ability to be Mevashel. A klisheni, which certainly not mevashal nidal raisa, they didn't make that harchaka, and therefore when it's below yatzoledes, you certainly have nothing to worry about in a klisheni. Now, in fact, the Shach Sifkat and Hay over here, right, the Shach Sifkat and Hay quotes this Yamshul Shlomo, right, and he writes, Sha'achar kach chasav, el demistafino lohakel b'kli rishon sha'omid al eish, kol zman shulchan, oh, he's saying sha'omid al eish, He says, I don't understand what you're talking about. It's always going to be mutter if it's not Yatzoledes Bo. And nothing below Yatzoledes Bo is ever going to have the ability to cook. If you look in Peshuva Sivkat and Vav, in the name of the Beis Yaakov, Peshuva Sivkat and Vav, so Peshuva writes, Ayin Shach Sivkat and Shecholik al Marshal, Shemach Mirav, She'ein Ayad Soledes Bo. Right, Shuvas Beis Yosef, Simchav, not Beis Yosef, Shuvas, what do we say, Beis Yaakov, Simchav, Shepasa Kedas Maharshal, Mishim Di Rishalmi, Mashma Kabasei, that the Marshal is correct. The Kibir Shashach with the Rishalmi Kasha, Hamidina Hafi, Romish Marchapa, Uval Shach Batsmo Hodava. Interesting, it says, and then ultimately even the Shach was Moda, that he's wrong about this. So I'm not sure where he was Moda. Maybe he's referring to him in the Shach HaArul. But he said even the Shach in the end of the day is Moda. Now there is another Yerushalmi that says Eilucha Bishul Bar Elik She'esh Halechas Tachta, that there's only real Bishul when there's fire underneath the food, underneath the pot, which might mean that Bishul Dal Raisa is only accomplished when there's fire. So the Gra says that that's not what the Yerushalmi means. What the Yerushalmi means is that the only time you have real bishul is kishe'esh holechas tachtav doesn't mean that there's currently fire under the pot. It means that you're dealing with a pot of hot food that once had esh holechas tachtav. Meaning, two ways to interpret the Yerushalmi. Either the Yerushalmi is saying that the only bishul d'oraisa is al gabei esh, or it's saying, no, esh holechas tachtav, if ever there was esh holechas tachtav, so then even though al gabei esh, you're still going to have bishul d'oraisa. When the Rambam quotes Dine Bishul B'Shabbos, he mentions Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Eish in the later program of Bishul B'Shabbos, together with the other Yisim Drabana of Bishul. Right? When he talks about Bishul D'Oraisa, it's Kli Rishon Al Gabe Eish. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that you see from the Rambam that the Rambam learned the Yerushalmi to be saying that the idea that there's a difference between Kli Rishon Al Gabe Eish, Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabe Eish, and possibly like this Yerushalmi. I mean, the way the Rambam of Yerushalmi is Eish Halechas Tachtav means currently. That the only Bishul D'Oraisa is when currently Eish Halechas Tachtav, but if there's no Eish Halechas Tachtav currently, then it's Bishul D'Rabbanan. That's how the Rambam learned that Yerushalmi, and that's how the Rambam passes. The Ran in the Sefer Shabbos thinks that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, and he points to two sources that indicate that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. One source is the Mishnah at the end of the Sech Shabbos that says that Kalei Abishul get cooked in a cliché. And that implies that it's Mr. Bishul Midaraisa. So obviously, if you hold that Kalei Abishul get cooked in a cliché on a Daraisa level, then you don't need Al Gabe Eish in order to affect Bishul Midaraisa. Meaning you're obviously not holding that Eish is a necessary ingredient for Bishul Midaraisa. Also, another passage about it is in Parakol HaBasar, where the Gemara thought to say that if you don't have a potential listen to Araisa, then there wouldn't be any Yisr to be Allah shouldn't have a Gvina and Basal shouldn't have a Gvina on the same table, that meat and cheese on the same table. So the Gemara finally says it must be that it's a Kli Rishon that you bring to the table. The Chorah then indicates that a Kli Rishon, even if it's at your table, could create Bishul Midaraisa. Right, that it has the effect of Bishul Midaraisa, even though, obviously, if it's at your table, let's one of those fancy restaurants where they bring out with the fire under the thing and they make a whole show of it, right? But Pashlis is, that's not the way they serve food, right? Once it's at your table, it's not Bishul Midaraisa. So again, to summarize, point one, we're trying to figure out why it is that Klisheni is Edom Pashel, and at the same time trying to figure out whether Kli Rishon Shalo Gabe Eish is Bishul D'Oraisa Drabbanan. Right? So possibility number one is the Yerushalmi, that Kli Rishon Shalo Gabe Eish is only Midrabbanan, if you learn the Yerushalmi that way, that Kli Rishon Shalo Gabe Eish is only Midrabbanan, and if that's the case, the idea that Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel, no matter how hot it is very mistaber. Because if you need Eish in order to affect Bishul, so when you're not only low Gabe Eish, but you're not even on the thing that's low Gabe Eish anymore, you're already one step removed from the thing that's low Gabe Eish, so then there's not going to be any Bishul whatsoever. The only thing is, it's not clear that that's what the Yerushalmi meant, and the Bavli likely argues on the Yerushalmi and holds that it's Bishul D'Oraisa in a Kli Rishon Shalo Gabe Eish. So then the question becomes, okay, is there any other suggestion as to why it is that a klisheni is eino mevashel? So Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem and Beis suggest that the reason klisheni is eino mevashel is all about the pace at which the temperature is declining. The decline in temperature is happening very quickly. Lefi shekli rishon mitok sha'omer al ur dofnosof chamin umachzik chomom zman ruba. It retains its heat for much longer. Ulakach nasru boshir the kolzman shayat zoladis bo aser avol klisheni afol gav diat zoladis bo mutter she'ein dof nosav chamin baholich meskarer. Since the walls of the cave do not have their own inherent heat, so it's cooling down quickly as it goes into a klisheni. The third approach to explain why klisheni and bashel is that it's possible it's simply not derech bishul, and therefore lacks a sense of melechus machshava. Who cooks in a klisheni? That's not a normal way to cook at all. So it's not describing a metzius, but it's, you know, it's not that things can't become cooked in a klisheni. Meaning, this third possibility is not that things can't become cooked in a klisheni. It's boiling out. Of course, it can become cooked in a klisheni. But from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, I want to know if I'm chayiv mishum mevashel the Shabbos. But what I'm doing is not derech bishul, it's not a melechus machshavas. and therefore I'm not chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. From a Blia perspective, when we bring, translate this back to Blia, from a Blia perspective, oh, that's going to create Blios because the heat and that, it's everything, right? But it's just that from a Shabbos perspective to label this as a Maisa Bishul, it has to be the normal Derech of Bishul, right? That's the third possibility. So now you take this back and you say, well, wait a second. Okay, so we have three possibilities of why it is that a cliche is Eidom Mavashel. Do these possibilities explain Kaleya Bishul? Right, Klisheni is able to be Mavashel Kaleya Bishul. So you've got to go one by one. So according to the reading of Yerushalmi that says Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish is only Mitrabanan, and anything that's removed from that, which is removed from the fire, is not even going to be a Mitrabanan. It's going to be less than that. It's going to be nothing. Well, then why would Kaleya Bishul be a problem in a Klisheni? It's still removed from the thing that was removed from the fire. So the Mishnah had said that Kaleya Bishul and Klisheni are asur. The Bavli had said that it was chayiv. So it could be that Yerushalmi learns, yeah, it's an issur midrabanan. Or it could be that even the Yerushalmi says chayiv, but not mishum bishul. Meaning maybe in the Hanami. When you put food in a Klisheni that's Kaleya Bishul, maybe in a chayiv mishum bishul. It's chayiv. I know what malacha is. Is there another malachos that could be? No, another malacha could it be? Yeah, you're making it good. It wasn't good before, now it's good. You're a kashrut, so it's a violation of Makom Kadosh, which means Kaleya Bishul Luchara has no impact on Yerba Day at all, right? Because it's Makom Kadosh, didn't have Shabbos, and didn't Yerba Day. Meaning, if you go with the model of the Yerushalmi, that Klisheni, that Kli Rishon Shalal Gabei Eish is Rabbanan, therefore Klisheni, which is removed from the Rabbanan, is not included at all. Why then are you chayiv for Kaleya Bishul Klisheni? So then a Klisheni in Yerba Day would totally be able to ignore. The Bir Halacha says, what do you mean? There's no Makom Patish by Ochlin. You don't have Makom Patish on food. So Rabbi Sandowski pointed out that that doesn't seem to be correct, because the Gemara in Beitza talks about being Mafish Shumas and Maestros as being Mechsi Kimisakim. That you can't be Mafish Shumas and Maestros and Shabbos Yomtiv because it looks like you're being Misakim. Meaning, it looks like Makom Patish. It's not actual Makom Patish because it's only a halachic tikkun, it's not a physical tikkun. But had it been a physical tikkun, even though it's food, it sounds like it would have been Makom Patish. That's why it's messy. It's messy Makom Patish. Okay. What about according to Tosfos? So according to Tosfos, there's no halacha that you need fire to make bishul. And according to Tosfos, that's not the Indian over here. According to Tosfos, the Indian of Klisheni was that the funnels becaros, and therefore it's rapidly losing heat. So it could be logically possible that some foods can get cooked even as the heat source is rapidly losing heat. Meaning Kaleya Bishul are so quickly cooked that rapidly losing heat is when you need sustained heat. But maybe Kaleya Bishul are so quickly cooked that you don't need sustained heat. Meaning it's very interesting in most of the discussions that you have about Bishul. Or about Blios even. Let's take it with Blios, because especially you have a little bit of this. In most of the discussions, the heat is viewed as like a major factor, and time is almost ignored. But the chorus, right? I mean, if you ever tried to live in an apartment that the gas was inexplicably shut off, right, for like weeks, and you have an electric thing that plugs in, and all of a sudden you have to try to heat up water on this electric thing that plugs in. So you come home after Kollel Seder, you plug in the thing, you're going to make noodles, simple dinner. So you put water on the electric thing, and by the time the water heats up, it's time for night Seder, right? You got to go out to do something else. Why wasn't that a problem back in the good old days when the building used to provide gas? Because there was a big fire. So a big fire cooks quicker, and a smaller fire takes a lot more time. But it always takes time. Time is always a factor, right? In Bishul, l'chora, time should be a factor. And it seems like we almost ignore the factor of time. The only maramakom that seems to take into account the factor of time is a good maramakom to know. It's not clear that the post can agree to it, but if you look at this Tshuva in Sivkat and Ches, he quotes a Chamud in Daniel. This Tshuva, Sivkat and Ches star, or whatever, the second Sivkat and Ches. He writes, I am the same Chamud in Daniel, Simul Al Shakas, Daniel does a take up from Silat Miyah, Elokin Shah Ktsas. is you get the shayla a lot. Someone says, I put the milk and spoon right into the hot chicken soup on the stove, and then everyone goes, oh my god, I took it out right away. Like, it was just a second, it was like a split second. So is the spoon tray? Says the Chumash Daniel, man, if it was just a split second. So what's going to happen in a split second? Which is a lot of people's intuition, right? A lot of people feel that way. Come on, it was just a second, you know? It wasn't that. You know, so the Chumash Daniel says, in order for something to happen, it takes a little bit of time for something to happen. I don't think most of them generally are making like that. Chumash Daniel, even because we don't know what a split second is, we don't know how short it is, whatever. But it's a good thing to know.
Something that has Hanan, would that be an issue?
Because
even if it's a small
bleer,
but then
it's burnt to it. Yeah, I think what the Chumash Daniel is saying that if it's a Yol Hanan, so then even if it's a little bleer, so then Hanan, the whole thing. I don't know, I think that he's saying that there's no bleer at all. I mean, if it happens so quickly, but there's no bleer at all. That's the way it seems to be thought of. Yeah, that's what he says. Nirikis, yeah, Mutum, Malin, Nirikis, yeah. Okay, now, so these are the three approaches. Again, the three approaches will relate to how we understand Kalei Adishim. Now, there is a major machlokes achronim, what we consider to be Kalei Adishim. So this is a Hilchos Shabbos Inyan. It's clear from a bunch of Gemaras and Shabbos, water, oil, and spices, and ox meat are things that will not get cooked in a cliché, meaning they are not Kalei Adishim. The Gemara defines four things that we know for sure are not Kalei Adishim. Water, as we just pointed out, right? You heat up water, it takes a long time to heat up water, and you need direct fire to cook water. Oil, spices, ox meat are not Kalei Adishim. So the Rambam, it's quoted in the Deir Halacha, Simshin Yuches, Sif Dalet, the Rambam writes, V'lav davka em, the Kalei Adishim is anything that is very soft and brittle. There is no specific item that you can identify as being, these are the only things that are Kalei Adishim. Chidushi Aran writes, the Kapsa Bebeitza, Alpiche, Uvesh, Uvushal, it's called Tzorcha, Kimchi, Rilach, Lunchayim, Lishchatas, Bebishulga. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are machmir in Simushin Yuchest, that even bread is Kalei Adishim. They work with the assumption, they combine that with the assumption that Yesh Bishlach Ratiyah, that even though bread has been baked already, that it's usher to stick bread into your soup pot, because the soup pot is a clean rishon, or not even the soup pot, into your soup bowl, because your soup bowl is a klisheni. Klisheni has the ability to be bashal Kalei Adishim, so if you put bread or chal into your soup bowl, so that's able to be vashal. The Mishnah Brura says Tavlin is for sure not Kalei Adishim. Shmir Shabbos Pilchsa quotes from Shmuel Zalman Orbach that our finely ground spices are Kalei Adishim. Right? Meaning it's very hard to know. We have certain examples of things that are, certain examples of things that aren't. And then there are these Matzias changes, right? You know, Shmuel Zalman says, yeah, when they were talking about Tavlin, they were talking about like a cinnamon stick. We're talking about ground up cinnamon, which is entirely different than a cinnamon stick, and I'll probably get it much more easily. The Urayin in Sefer Reishai and Dalet says Hilchot Yizara Adam Shalom Dahachlof Sham Shum Davar Kdisheni Sheinu Mekiv Dvar Rachim Kasha. We have no idea what's Kasha, and therefore assume everything is Kalei Adishim. The Sman writes in the Kdisheni Shekasa Doma Shetokes Ikert Yesh Ram Shem Espashal Af the Kdisheni Kedarmin and the El in Melach the Kdisheni Nabi Bashla. Again, all of these Rishonim, this group of Rishonim, seem to assume that everything should be assumed to be Kalei Adishim. That's what the Shabur passes. The Shabur passes Shin Yuchesim Kadma Beis that assume everything is Kalei Adishim, unless you know that it's one of the things identified by the Gemara as being Michumre Adishim, as being something that's not Kalei Adishim. So any raw food, besides for like the three things the Gemara talks about in the Klisheni, is going to be a problem. Turkish coffee, you know, where it wasn't cooked before, or a slice of lemon in the Klisheni, is going to be a problem according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish points out that, you know, the absence of any discussion of Kaliyah Bishli and Yerudeya is jarring. Right? You would think that if there's all this discussion about Kaliyah Bishli and Shabbos, so Yerudeya would also want to know. Meaning maybe the Bliya will transfer much more quickly, even in the cliche, if I'm dealing with Kaliyah Bishli. And if you can go with the Urayim, the Shavur Pasim, it's like that everything is Kaliyah Bishli unless you know otherwise. So everything should be a problem in the cliche. So Chazanish says, where's the discussion in Yerudeya about Kaliyah Bishli? So he says, that indicates to us that there is no deal of Kaliyah Bishli in Yerudeya, because the whole thing of Kaliyah Bishli is a big chumrah, it's not made for everything. Even Halach Shabbos is a big chumrah, at least as far as the assumption that all things are Kaliyah Bishli, you know, is concerned. So if you want to be machmir, that everything is Kaliyah Bishli in Halach Shabbos, recognize that that's only a chumrah. Otherwise, we would have had a lot more discussion in Yerudeya. However, other Rambam say that no, Kaliyah Bishul is a real din in Hilchos Shabbos. It's just not a din in Hilchos Tavrodes, so it doesn't come up in Hilchos Tavrodes. Meaning, Bishul and Bliya are not the same. That whatever is Mevashul is not necessarily whatever is not Bliya. So by Kaliyah Bishul, you're not going to have any more or less Bliyos with something that's Kaliyah Bishul than something that's not Kaliyah Bishul. But Bishul will happen. Rav Vadia in Yalkut Yosef, where it's kind of say pasul in the Chazanish, that only foods that we know from the Gemara to be Kaliyah Bishul are even a problem at Shabbos, in a cliche. So the old said if you have nana leaves, you have mint leaves, and you have to put it in a cliche because they're not Kaliyah Bishul. We've heard from Rav Shapta many times that Salvation said in the name of his grandfathers, both grandfathers, that tea is for sure not Kaliyah Bishul. It's tablet. The tablet is not Kaliyah Bishul. And therefore, you put tea in a cliché. You don't even need to use a cliché. I got a ride back from Baltimore last Sunday with someone who's a tablet brother, Willett, and he told me that he was asking me, what do I do if someone does something in my house that I hold as asin? Right? Meaning, do I have to stop them? He said, we have guests very often, and they're making tea in a klishlishi. So do I have to stop them? I said, why would you stop them? You know, what's klishlishi? That's a problem. Such a chumrah. So he said, no, Rabbi Willett is machmir like Mishnah Berurah, they're not allowed to make tea in a klishlishi. Rabbi Willett is machmir like Mishnah Berurah that you have to make tea essence before Shabbos, and then you know, mix it. So he wanted to know, does he have to stop people who are relying on... I don't know, that's the way I grew up. We always did like Mishavur in my house, in my parents' house growing up. There's probably my father attended a shiur in the shul rabbi. I said, look, Mishavur is that. So that's what we always did. I remember the first time, like when I was in YU, when I was at a friend's house for Shabbos, I was in the Upper West Side. No, I was right, I was already suspicious because I was in the Upper West Side. No offense to all my Upper West Side for me and me. It was different back then. When every meal started with doing a 1-2-3 shoot to decide whether the wife or the husband is going to make kiddush. I know that was the first time I ever saw tea bags being used on Shabbos. So I came back to Yeshiva and I said to Rabbi Simon, I'm like, I don't know, can I eat at these people's homes? They're using tea bags on Shabbos. He said, maybe go ask for Shabbos. What do you think about that? Because even Rabbi Shabbos would say, yeah, tea bags, even in cliche, is pretty fine. They were using cliche, obviously. But that's all part of that conversation about whether we assume everything is Kaliyah Bishul. Chazanish just adds that we pass on like the Chayyada, that if the contents in a klisheni are so hot that the Yad Nichvis bow, then everyone agrees that that's hot enough to cook. But even if klisheni, it's Yad Nichvis bow, that's hot enough to cook. So Chazanish says, and we're not such bikim in what exactly Yad Nichvis bow is. So at the end of the day, Chazanish, who's the most maker, right? He's so maker, you don't have to assume things are Kaliyah Bishul, says, yeah, but everything's going to cook in the klisheni anyway, because you have to assume it's Yad Nichvis bow unless you know for sure that it's not Yad Nichvis bow. So he's making on one end, machmir on the other end, and comes out with the same result. So Mishpura says you could put cold liquid into a klisheni if cold liquid is cooked before Shabbos. And Mishpura says that even though we paskin that if it's mitzdani legamri, then yesh bishlach bishul b'davalach, you could be mitzdarin the sheet of a bishlach bishul b'davalach with the idea that klisheni is. is, you know, he's makbe to ask for any uncooked foods in a klisheni, and we pass from yesh b'shalach b'shul v'dabalach. He's makel with the tziruf of the Rambam and the Rashba that ain't b'shalach b'shul v'dabalach, to make sure that the sheet of the klisheni can only cook things that are explicitly mentioned in the Gemara that are kaleh b'shul. Then there's a whole discussion of a kaf, which we've already had, whether it's previous or klisheni. Hashut, obviously, that if you stick the kaf, if you stick the ladle into the soup pot. By the way, I was thinking when Rabbi Skatchelis said, how do you say kaf? You know, like, you know, it said spoon, like you grew up in Queens, you know? I think he was thinking of a ladle. I don't think he grew up with a spoon. I probably grew up with a ladle. Kid that grew up in Queens doesn't forget the word spoon, right? It's not kaf, right? No, I mean, probably meant the ladle. Yeah? Okay, well, we've asked him. Okay, agree. So when it comes to a kaf, so obviously if you stick it when it's al kadeya age, so then it's obviously kibush because it's mamish cooking while it's in the kaf. Yeah, that was no question about kavus das. We saw this in Tzadi Beis views it as the same as the davar gush, because in both cases what it does, what kaf accomplishes, is that it takes away the factor of the funnels makaros. So if you have something that's a klisheni but not the funnels makaros. Right, so what would the status be? So that same machlokas, you haven't done a double good, but the tazen, mashal, the whole thing, right, it's going to be the same thing by a kaf. However, the Ramah holds that a kaf is a kli rishon when it comes to b'rios. It's in the kuf zayin, it's a base, the Ramah is very clear. When it comes to yoredeya, that is a kli rishon, but he holds that a double gush is a kli shein. So he doesn't hold with that equation, this stuff. The Taz in Simon Sadi basically landed, said, Al Yishov na Klisha bar Lotkin the Kli Acher, the Laros Menela Hagunish with the Klisha Shoyimo, who Klishayim. He talks about doing Hagola with a Kaf, he says, you can't. Why can't you have Hagola with a Kaf? It's Klishayim. So he seems to be pretty clear that it's Klishayim, at least before the two assume it's Klishayim. Mishabur is also not in this, but I'm in the Shinra Fest. But Mishabura uses it as a sniff for kula when it comes to dipping chali in soup. Right? Some of you may have been a little freaked out when I said before that the Shulchan and Rama say that you're not allowed to dip your chali in your soup. And you're like, I did that, and he's like, oh, chali that. Right? So what does that mean? Now I'm dipping chali in soup. So that's what the Mishabura is makil if you use the kaf. Because together with the possibility that a kaf is a klisheni and the soup is only a klishlishi, and the possibility of yeh mishal afarafiyah, and the possibility that it's not kaleh mishal, so the three of those things can all combine to be makel. And then you're allowed to put your chale in your soup. Okay. Klishlishi, just to finish up the introduction of you before we apply everything to Yerudea, klishlishi is never mentioned in Shas. So we know that there are three shitas. Sefer Yireim, Paskins, because it's not mentioned in Shas, because klisheni is ain't on the bachelor, so klishlishi is meaning, so whatever klisheni can do, can't do, klishlishi can't do, whatever klisheni can do, klishlishi can also do. Meaning, if klisheni has the ability to be bachelor, kalei abishul, so does a klishlishi. And therefore, if you can be machmir that everything is kalei abishul, a klishlishi can be machmir that. That's gonna cook everything in a klishlishi. It has the ability to cook kalei abishul. Shmir Shabbos is of the opinion that klishlishi can only cook foods that are explicitly stated in the Gemara as being kalei abishul. Meaning he didn't want to be machmir double that a klishlishi cooks and that you need to be choshish and everything is kalei abishul. So he said one chum. Right? Either you can assume in a klisheni we take the chumra that we assume everything is a kalei abishul, but we're not going to be machmir that klishlishi is a klisheni, is the same as klisheni, and then B, that everything is kalei abishul. You don't have to put all the chumras together. So if you have actual kalei abishul that you know of to be kalei abishul, that is a problem in a klishlishi, but you don't make assumptions about foods in a klishlishi. And then Rav Moshe Paskin, not klishlishi is not mentioned because it's not a thing. It's just not a problem. It doesn't matter. That once you have klishlishi, even if it's very, very hot, Rav Moshe holds that tea is kalei abishul. He says you're allowed to put it in a klishlishi. Because kalei abishul don't get cooked in a klishlishi.
again, Mishabur is machmir about that, Rabbi Willard is machmir about that, because they say, look, it's getting cooked, you see it, you put the tea bag in and it's doing its thing. Right? Whereas the counter argument is, who says that it's getting cooked? It's just flavoring the water. It doesn't mean that it's getting cooked. It's just because it's changing the color. You know, the color of the water. That doesn't mean that it's getting cooked. But those are the three basic shittos. So now, let's learn Yerodei a little bit. The Piskei Tshuva over here in Siman Sadi, not over here, in Siman Sadi, Dalet Sikot and Zayin, quotes a Chassam Sofer that's Machmir by Kli Shlishi Kishiyat Salat as Bo. But the Piskei Tshuva says, Ina Mar Mishlan Nog Nothing Kli Shlishi Beit. And for sure, Kli Shlishi is off the table. Right? Kli Shlishi we don't have to worry about. What about applying all the rest of the Kalavim to Yerodeya? So the Rashba quotes 2 days of Rishonim, whether all the rest of these Kalavim apply equally, the same way in Yerodeya as even in Hilchot Shabbos. Some of Rishonim, the Rashba writes, hold that Bishul of Lios are identical. Beis Yosef says, V'dochak l'chalik b'bishul in Yin Shabbos l'bishul l'yisurin, that it's hard to be l'chalik. Tosus in Shabbos, that when days on days, and in Tzvach and Tzadiyah on days, seem to assume that ain't Bliya below Bishl. And that's the basis of, for Rabbeinu Tam holding that Iri Kirishal is Mavashal, because the Gemara is explicit in the Tzvach and Tzadikei that Iri Kirishal is Mavliya. Where did Rabbeinu Tam get the idea that Iri Kirishal would be Mavashal today, Gliba? Because the Gemara in Tzvach says that Iri Kirishal is Mavliya. And that works with the assumption that the two go hand in hand. That's why the Magen Avraham in Shinir Ches in Hilchot Shabbos says that the Marshal would hold that a Dovr Kush is Mavashal on Shabbos. Because the Marshal never spoke about Bishul, he was talking about Bliyas. So the Marshal holds that Dovr Kush can be Mavliya, it must mean that he holds that the ability to be Mavasha. So that's one school of thought, and we showed in this corner by the Rashba. The other school of thought is the Ramban of the Zara, the Fayyim Talmud, the Amid Beis, that they're not connected. You can have Bliyas even when you don't have formal Bishul. Like Iru Bishul can be Mavliya, but not Mavasha. And it's almost explicit in the Gemara Tzvachim, because it says that Iru is Balua, below Bishul. So it's pretty clear, says the Ramban, that Bliya and Bishul don't work on the same track. So the tour over here in Siman Chavei assumes that the Rashba really has a third shita. That there's really not two shitas, that either they're identical or that they're different, but a third shita. That Kli Rishon is Mevashel Mavliya B'chula. A Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel, but Mavliya Kedei Kliba. That even though Kli Sheni can be Mevashel, just like in Hilchot Shabbos, and a Kli Rishon can be totally Mevashel, and therefore can be totally Mavliya, but a Kli Sheni, even though it's not Mevashel, it's at least Mavliya Kedei Kliba. Meaning, fundamentally, that which can't cook also can't be Mavliya, but a Kedei Kliba, a Kli Sheni, which doesn't cook, is still Mavliya. So there's a riot to the Ramban from Meliach Harei Grosea. That Meliach Harei Grosea is Mavliya, but it's clearly not Bishul B'Shabbos, because there's no heat whatsoever. So one raya is a sugi l'chulim daf chesem beis about shechting an animal with a treif and knife. So the Gemara says, "Hashokik v'sakim shel akum rav amar kolim." And the Gemara explains that Rav holds that beis hashchitus roteach, that it's hot. So Rashi says, there's no way beis hashchitus hotter than a Kli Sheni. A Kli Sheni, if you take boiling soup and pour it into Kli Sheni, that's for sure hotter. So even if even beis hashchitus is mavliya, then certainly Kli Sheni must be mavliya. Right? That's the raya that they bring that. It must be that a Kli Sheni, even though it doesn't have the ability to be mavashal, has the ability to be mavliya from beis hashchita. Beis hashchita means the neck of the animal, which is not as hot as a Kli Sheni. That's the argument. Now you could argue that beis hashchita is totally different because it's not a Kli Sheni, it's the very source of the heat. That's where the heat is coming from. It's coming from the heat, natural heat of the animal's body. And a Kli Rishon, that's Yatzaledes, even if it's not so hot, has the ability to be Mavliya. Furthermore, the Bira Agra points out that by the Beis HaShchita, there's Duchat the Sakina also. So even if Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashal, if you cut hot meat with a knife, the Duchat the Sakina might make it problematic. So the Halacha, it's a Machlokas over here. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is in Beis, right, this, which is ostensibly the simple learning today. Chom shel Kli Rishon sheyatz aledes from Mavashal liyosir kulo. No surprise over there. Kli Rishon, totally Mavashal, fine. Aval chom shel Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashal. Kli Sheni, also no surprise, not Mavashal. V'yesh orim shegam kein ain't a Mavlid v'lo Mavliya. Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yesh Omrim that it's not Maflid or Mavliya either, because it's not Mavash, it's not Maflid or Mavliya. The Yesh Omrim that we call Akumu Maflid or Mavliya Ma'usar Kadei Kliba. And then the Yesh Omrim that it asks Kadei Kliba, the Roy, which is the Zar, the Dabra, the Chachila, Al-Bidiya, the Mutu, the Lo Kliba, by Lach Bial Asadi. That the Chachila, we pass like the second Yesh Omrim, the Diabin were able to rely on the first Yesh Omrim that there's nothing there. So Shulchan says we should be Makhir for the Rashba, but it's going to be mutter without a klipa. So generally, we try to avoid even cliche in lechatchila, but you can be makel in a b'diavad situation, and we know shas of chak b'diavadani, so if you have a shas of chak situation, there's room to be makel as well. Now, that's all as far as the relationship between Hilcha Shabbos and Hilchas Tarobes. And again, like I said, it's kedai to go through this shach over here where he works through each rishon and he tries to figure out what the klalim are in Hilchas Shabbos and what the klalim are in Hilchas Tarobes. What about a davar gush? So there are three basic shitos about a solid food in the cliche. And again, the hard part about this sugya is that even though half the first of all, that there isn't consensus on whether Hilchos Shabbos parallels Hilchos Tarobes. That's problem number one. And second of all, that the Mar Makomos are all over both places. So, like, you have to learn all the Mar Makomos in both places and then figure out, but are all the Hilchos Shabbos Mar Makomos going to apply over here, right? So it gets a little bit confusing in that sense. But there are basically three shittos for Davar Gush. In Hilchos Shabbos and Magen Avraham and Shimon Chasakam Memhei, Haskins, according to Marshall, that only liquids in the klisheni are eidim of ashek is the funnest makaribus. But a solid food, a davar gush, a tiyatzel ledes, is going to be able to cook even the klisheni because you don't have the funnest makaribus. So we'll stay hotter, we'll retain the heat for longer. And that's what the shach writes over here in Sivkat Lachas, that the difference between the davar yavish and the davar lach in the klisheni. Mishumur says, yesh li zar vizah, we should be machmir. Shom Zalman is machmir, it's got solid in the klisheni, even in the klishlishi. And the Gemara talked about that in Shalom Bukhara, even though the Chorah is a Klisheni. So that's a question. Is that Gemara Araya that there are blios that you have to assume Dom Bush doesn't have the status of a Klisheni? The Ramah in Yoredes and Sadi Dalin paskins that any food put into another clear status of Klisheni. Right? He says, if calls up a bustle of death with Klishon, a whole Klisheni, then it's totally fine. What about Dr. Mishal Bukhara? He says Dr. Mishal Bukhara, where apparently we're concerned about Plios, he says that means it's even Kli Rishon. Dr. Mishal Bukhara means you pour it right out of the Kli Rishon onto the plate. In fact, some sofer in Yardes and Sadiyei writes that in Shorish of Dr. Mishal Bukhara, he belt in memoria, don't zatzal, lahakal, the double gush face atzal. So you have the Marshal, who's totally machner in the double gush. Yeah, the Ramah is totally makel and davar gush. The Sam Sofer is on Team Ramah. The Shach takes the middle road, right? As we saw over here in Sefer Chas, he paskins real solids have the status of Kli Rishon. Solid foods that spread, like a liquidy rice or oatmeal or something like that, or a liquidy chalent, they say there was a Chasidish chalent and a Litvish chalent. I don't know if they just know that. Sometimes the shalom is more liquidy, sometimes not. I don't know what's Hasidic, what's liquid or what. But if you have a liquidy challenge, that has status of cliche. Rabbi Ribia in Bishul note 110, footnote 110, writes, we see Shom der Achron bedin davar gush, berota, the cliche, the dino, the bedin arota, velo chilku beinim kulo bedo brota brotaso. He writes, even though you have solid chunks, he quotes all the Yahrim, that even if you have solid chunks, but it's part of the challenge that is spreading all over the plate, then that's a cliche. Even the solid chunks are a cliche. The fourth possibility is that a davar gush creates glios but doesn't affect bishul. Right? Meaning, the first three possibilities are yes, no, and maybe. Right? Fourth possibility is, in Hilchos Shabbos, yes, but in Hilchos Tarobes, in Hilchos Tarobes, it will be Mavliya, but in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not going to be Mavasha. The Raya is from the Gemara Chulin that looks for a case of Basra B'chol B'daraisa at the table. right? How do you ever have bring cheese and milk and meat to the same table? How can it ever lead to Basra Kalman Daraisa? And it goes back and forth till it comes up with, I brought a Kli Rishon to the table. I brought the pot to the table. Who brings the pot to the table? Much more likely is you were eating a steak. Right? One of those thick ones. So it's a Kli Sheni, but it's a double gush. So why don't you say it? Kli Sheni, why don't the Lord just say it? It's a double gush? Maybe because Bishol is different. So when it comes to Bishol Basra Mechalan, where it's a din Bishol, so Kli Sheni double gush is not, double gush and Kli Sheni is not a Vashel, but as far as Belials, it might still be a concern. So that could be, that's the fourth potential for Lemaisa. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that one can rely on the Ramah, V'makom Hefsid Meruba, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says as well. So according to the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah Shmir Shabbos, you can't spice a potato or a roast, even if it's been removed from the fire on Shabbos, because the spice is going to get cooked. Wet pickles on your shali kugel. So kugel is a double gush. So Rabbi Yashua said, can't put a pickle on a hot kugel on Shabbos because the double gush is going to cook the pickle. So the Zalman is making it with a bunch of tzeruv. And what about ketchup? So ketchup, you could argue that it spreads all over the place, and therefore it's not considered a double yavesh at all. That's how Moshe assumes that since it spreads. So Hashem, on Wednesday, right, tomorrow we're going to share on Wednesday, we'll pick up with a little more of the Mishnah, a little more of the Tzarot stuff related to the Mishnah.